Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Ow.
Yes, sir. This is your boy, Max the Image Man. Everybody watching Empire tonight, they acting like they don't want to participate in what's going on. But that's all right, because we got some shit for y'all today that I hope is going to make you feel a little bit better. You know what I mean? It's called Did You Watch Your Life Today? I mean, did you pay attention to some of the shit that you were supposed to do and do it, all right? Before we get into that, we're going to get into this right here. APJ.
Yeah, today ain't ready for it. Yeah, I was watching Roots today. Ain't ready for the things in mind. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
This in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Miley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to joke, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth. Locker room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain. About a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
All right. Some things in life will never change. That song is so true. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that's Blackout Sounds featuring Sheriff Kilroy, Cleveland Zone. Hood Tunes Radio is live in the building right now. We got Empire on the big screen, and we got our little audience here and everybody watching it. And maybe, just maybe, while the show is on, we'll do some... Hey, can you turn your light on, Mike? You up, please? Thank you very much. I can't see the buttons on the computer. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And basically, what we're trying to do, man, is not just entertain. We're trying to help change maybe some of the views that you have about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because we all try to please people. But one thing we do have to remember, you can't please everybody. It's hard to do that, especially when you consider yourself a people pleaser. You try to get along with everybody. That means you're a people pleaser. I myself, I have to pull myself back from trying to please and make everybody happy, because sometimes when you do that shit, it makes you unhappy. Know what I'm saying? Yes, and the sounds you hear is me tapping on my mouth. That's how we do it in the hood. Uh-oh, what you trying to trip me and I'm laying down? All right, now, we on Hood Talk Radio. Did you watch your life today? What did you do today that, you know what I'm saying, kept you safe? What did you do today that made things a little bit better for you tomorrow? And what did you do today that you could say, you know, I did something? And when I say did you watch your life, I mean it's like, was you out on the street doing dumb shit? You know what I'm saying? Did you put yourself into a situation where you might not make it out? And I ain't just saying make it out. I mean like make it out alive. You know, a lot of us put ourselves in situations that, you know, we don't even think about, man. It seems like it's fun. It might even seem prosperous for the minute, but for the most part, it's some dumb shit you want. You know what I mean? Like all this violence and shit that's going on in the city, they want to try to blame it on a gang, or they want to blame it on some motherfuckers from California. But I keep my ear to the street pretty much, and I haven't heard too much talk about no Cali niggas coming out here trying to run a city. Now, unless they bought a big bag of Kush or some California Kush, or, you know, they coming out here with birds and they put niggas on like that, and, you know what I'm saying? I don't see where one or a few motherfuckers from California could come out here and as impressionable as these dumbass Cleveland niggas is, make them do shit like shooting cars where there's kids in it. Because, for real, real gangsters move in silence, all right? You ain't going to find nobody in a city like Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, that's really a goon or that's really a gangster, and you going to know who they are, what their movements are, and things of that nature. And second, I don't think that nobody from this city is going to let some outsiders come in and tarnish their reputation. Goons, they on dirt. You know what I mean? Now, the smart motherfuckers do dirt and get the fuck out the way. These niggas don't keep on going. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like a $500 cigar to kick off your evening. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Did you watch a life? You know what I'm saying? Were you selfish and looked out for yourself today? Now, you might look at that word selfish as being negative or derogatory. It all depends on how you want to put yourself. But when you do things for yourself, like when you wake up in the morning to go to work, who are you doing it for? You know what I mean? You're doing it so that you can make some money to pay the bills that you created. No, these ain't bills that keep coming. Because homeless people don't got bills. They sit around and beg and act like they're hustling. But we create our own bills. We got to have a roof over our head. We got to have lights. Got to have that iPhone or that note. You know what I'm saying? Or that iPad. We got to have something that we can use to distract ourselves from our meager life. I mean, what other reason do you walk down the street tapping on the phone and not look at the traffic that's going by, you know what I'm saying? All right, y'all, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to my engineer back here, and I'm going to see if we can't activate your mind. This is R2AD. I'll be right back.
The year for R2AD to come out and spread the message throughout the world. You see, it's all about activating your mind and being the best that you can be. Doing those things that you need to do to succeed in life and staying away from all the madness, drugs, and destruction. 8 years ago, I decided to do something positive with my life. So I dedicated my life to saying no to drugs and destruction. Then I formed an anti-drug rap group called R2AD, the Messengers of Hope. And we would just like to share with you reality. Drop it. Another to get shot out on the block, selling rocks before you realize. this fantasy is no good for my position. My mission is to take you to the light, so you can witness the truth and do what's right. You see, very many of our people are suffering. Some are born addicted to drugs, and that's ugly. Kids are being neglected, abused, disrespected. But if you search their minds, you find some have been affected by mental anguish, alcoholism, poverty stricken, crack addictions, hard times, criminal minds. Some are even locked up in jail doing time. And the mind is such a terrible thing to waste. So please don't become a basket case, cause we got to have respect for one another. So sisters and brothers, let us not hurt each other, cause I didn't come to sell out, bell out, slip out, trip out the back door, when I know we're all out here for a special reason. God made the seasons, and today I'm proud to say that I'm not people pleasing, but activate your mind. Dreams, and someday you'll be on top. To be successful in society is going to take a two, an education, my friend. So stay in school, learn all you can, cause knowledge is power. And then you can choose a career that makes top dollars. With good self-esteem, you can do almost anything. Like Martin Luther King, you'll follow your dreams and just activate your mind. The messenger of hope is just giving you something to grow on for another 24 hours. Just keep in mind, it's all up to you. And if we start with ourselves, we can make this world a beautiful place to live in. But the key is that we all must activate our minds. Peace.
Activate your mind, R2AD. I know it's an old track, but it's so relevant right now. And that's the purpose of the show. 646-478-0944. We just want to activate your mind. There's a lot of shit going on out here, y'all. And we got to pay attention to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Thus the title, Did You Watch Your Life Today? See, they got everybody so motherfucking paranoid now. Niggas are scared to get out the cars. You hear a loud noise while you're driving in the street. I swear, man, these motherfuckers is using technology. Because how the hell do you hear a loud bang, but all the people that's sitting around and standing around, don't nobody see a motherfucker pull a pistol out and shoot the windows out of a car? Don't y'all motherfuckers know that the government has what they call impulse weapons now? And I think that some of these dumbass cops don't even know. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what the fuck an impulse weapon is, YouTube that shit, Google it, and I guarantee you the information will come up for you. So just because if these motherfuckers can send a probe out into space that ain't going to never come back, and we getting pictures so-called or allegedly, you know what I'm saying, from Mars and beyond, you know what I'm saying? Who's to say that these motherfuckers can't use an impulse weapon that, you know, don't leave no evidence of bullets or pellets or none of this and none of that? Somebody allegedly shot out the back window of a postal car. Now, the other day, it was a minivan, okay? And it's funny. It only happens in the minivans. It ain't like, well, a couple months ago, some guys driving down 90 West, I believe, car pulled up along the side of them and just started shooting at them. okay? And it's always one of those, if my kid was in the car, you know what I'm saying? Not that my child was in the car. Let's be thankful that the kids wasn't there. But that just lets you know the level of how low these motherfuckers are at these, you know, during these days, because, you know, it don't matter what the fuck you doing. People don't give a fuck who you with. If they want your ass, they're going to shoot at you. Okay? Because the first thing you got to remember, what the fuck was you doing to have a motherfucker chasing you down the highway at highway speed and shooting at you? So, you know, we know what you told the people on the news, but, hey, I don't know. The 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in. Press 1 if you want to talk. Don't do anything if you don't. Just listen. Now, I know for a fact that the CERN machine has been in operation now for a little more than a month. They actually cranked it up. It takes 6 months for it to get to full capacity. So they probably cranked it up somewhere around May, let's see, June, July, August, September, October. So that means they cranked it up sometime in April, okay? They cranked that big-ass motherfucker up sometime in April. And, yes, it is a huge, huge, it's the world's largest machine, all right? And it's magnetic. It's over 17 miles, excuse me, kilometers. If you know that a kilometer is a little bit longer than a mile, okay, all right, it may be 3 miles, a little more than 3 miles. So if 3 feet is 1 meter, a kilometer, okay, kilometer, is that 1,000 or is that 100? 100 grams or 1,000 grams? 36 ounces is a pound. That's a key. So 36 ounces is a key. All right. 16 ounces is what in dry weight? Co-host. Oh, you watching Empire. My fault. My fault.
Oh man.
See, I'm trying to get a little bit of assistance here. Because, I mean, hell, I don't know what kilos weigh. But the point I'm trying to make is that 1 meter is a little longer than 3 feet. So a kilometer has got to be at least 3,000 feet. So if this motherfucker is 17 kilometers in diameter, you multiply that by 3. All right, 17 miles. Okay, a mile is shorter than a kilometer. All right, let's go metric on it. So now this thing built close to 600 feet underground, and the reason why they built it so far underground is so that the core of the earth can ward off any radiation that might be produced while they're running this machine. Okay, 600 feet down in CERN, Switzerland. It's right in between the border of France and Switzerland, so it's easy to find. It's not somewhere that's hidden, like up in the mountains or some shit. Okay, but they call it the Hadron Collider, the Large Hadron Collider, okay? CERN is the company that runs it, C period, E period, R period, N period. But you can look it up on the internet. You can Google that shit, and it'll tell you what it's doing, okay? I'm going to give it to you in the layman's terms, man, straight hood talk. All right, this motherfucking machine that they're using speeds particles or atoms, and they collide these atoms at the speed or close to the speed of light just to see what's going to motherfucking happen, all right? Because with all the tech talk and all of the scientific babble that they spit out there on you, you don't hear about this shit on the news. And I know what you're saying, because you don't hear about shit on the news, it can't be true. Now, how about because you don't hear about your shit on the news, it just might be a possibility that the shit is true. Now, I personally have not been to Sun, Switzerland, but from all of the videos and the documentaries and the research that I've done with my physical self, I can't see where it could be fabricated. A lot of money, $9 billion it took to build this machine, and they're getting ready to build one that's another 10,000 feet bigger. Okay? It's a circumference. It is a huge, it has, let me see if my notes, I can't, man, it's got over, let's say, the magnets that's used to propel these atoms and to power up this machine for it to get to the speed that it's taking. And of course it's going to create some heat. Of course it's going to create some heat, and of course they saying that the heat that this machine generates is 100 times hotter than the core of our sun. So it's no wonder they put that motherfucker down in the middle of the earth. But, okay, it is also being used to recreate the circumstances surrounding the Big Bang, which means it has a huge magnetic force field. And I believe that the force field is at least 100 to 500 times the planet's own magnetic force field. So in other words, this strange-ass weather and all this flooding and all that shit that's going on all over this planet right now, weather-wise, is being created by a man-made machine. It is not biblical. Sorry, you motherfuckers. All of this shit that's going on right now, to me, in my opinion, a direct result of this experiment with this Large Hadron Collider. Because one thing it can do, it can open portals to different dimensions. I mean, hell, if you can recreate the Big Bang Theory, if you can recreate the conditions that started the universe, what fucking make you think that everything is going to be icy and smooth? It's not, because it was chaos, and that's the whole point. You motherfuckers believe that they can bring order out of chaos. Do you know how long they've been saying this shit? A very long time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? A very long time. There is no wave, okay, to bring order out of chaos without some type of sacrifice. And also, some type of manipulation. All right, those in power have the power to say, okay, y'all, let's all come together and join together and be one. And y'all know that the masses will pay attention to you powerful motherfuckers, because we have been since we can remember. And we can't remember because you told us what our history was. So we have to not only accept that as our history, but it's almost like we don't really have a choice to try and figure it out on our own either. Because we keep getting ran into the same old roadblock. So the thing is to do at this point is to watch your own life. Okay? You got ignoramuses out here. If you don't know who that is, that's the motherfucker that feel like, I'm the world, I'm God, now I'm walking around with a gun, I can shoot the fuck I want, and I'm going to get away with it because don't nobody know. A lot of y'all cats out here going nuts, you know what I mean? The old man shot the cop in the chest and got to talk shit, and they killed his ass. What was that all about? We heard about it, but the way they explained it back in, you know, when it happened a few months ago, the cops just ran off in because it was during a time, during a peak time when all of these cops was killing everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not taking no and no questions, just pop, 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 especially black folks. But what's weird is that the cops was killing black people, white people, Mexican people, green people. They're still killing aliens. You know what I'm saying? And yet the TV cameras, the mainstream media, will only show them killing us. Whereas all of the other medias and the social media, you can see cops jumping out their cars, beating up on white people. So I'm not absolutely certain that the race war that they say is supposed to be happening right now is really happening. A lot of shit is staged. If you can say, hey, spend this amount of money and set this up and stage this, use fake bullets, you all got to remember, man, we got Hollywood. So it's a lot of shit that can be staged. It's a lot of people that you don't know. How many of your motherfucking neighbors do you know that are undercover police officers or operatives for the Bureau? Okay, and they'll live a normal life next to you, and you don't even know that everything in their motherfucking house is a recording session. So every conversation, oh, girl, I'm going to befriend you for 20 years just to bust your husband because he might be Lupe. You know what I'm saying? How do you think they gather their statistical information? Do you think that white people just go around counting shit in your house? The average African-American home has this or has that? Or is that information they gather from the police and they kick your door in? You know what I mean? We got to be a little bit more vigilant. That's the point. That is the point. Lose your vigilance, you lose everything. The neighborhood shot the shit because we got all these idiots out here who look out the window, but they don't want to go outside. You know what I mean? You got to go outside sometimes. Motherfucking Bible tell you. Man don't want to go outside because he say it's a lion in the street. I say, where's the lion? Shit. Damn lion in the street. Y'all better get y'all ass together. I'm driving down the street today. This dude's standing out there in the middle of the motherfucking night walking up to cars like it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Begging for motherfucking money. And it looked like he had just woke up. So I don't motherfucking know when. And what day and when did they start saying, you know, outside of can you spare some change, can you spare $2? Is they listening to motherfuckers? Because they ain't asking for change no more. This is one dude. Excuse me, sir. Can you spare 50 cents? You know? You can give them 50 cents. But it's the motherfuckers that walk around. Can you spare a dollar? Can you give me $2? You know what I mean? I gave a motherfucker a plate of food. I DJed a party one night. And it was pretty much, oh, my food ain't good enough for you to take none? I took a plate of food. It wasn't even about that. I ain't gonna get into what it was about, but it wasn't about not eating enough food because I was hungry. But I ate some, and there was a lot left, and I took a plate, and I put it to the gas station and put some gas in the car, and the motherfucker said, hey, can you spare some change? I said, is you hungry, man? And he was like, hell yeah. And I gave him that plate of food. Now, I thought the motherfucker was going to turn around and do the Chris Rock. Hey, you want a bite of turkey? You want a bite of turkey? That motherfucker walked across the street, sat in the motherfucking corner of an old abandoned building right in the doorway. And he sat down and he ripped that aluminum foil off that plate and he started smashing right then and there. Now, I don't know what that intern did for that man, but I know it, for me, it was some food that didn't go to waste, because really I wasn't going to eat it. Not that there was nothing wrong with the food. It was just, you know, we ain't going to go into that, but I didn't want the food. But I accepted it. But I gave it to the man because, one, I didn't want to give him no money, and two, have something to eat, okay? Did you watch your life today? I did. You know what I'm saying? I basically, man, went and looked for a new vehicle and shit. You know, I ain't really working with too much money, so I got to be careful on what I'm buying, but not be stupid about what I'm buying. For real, you can't be stupid about that shit. You gotta be like, shit, like I was. I laid on the ground while that motherfucker was running. And I seen all that water running down and dripping out of the exhaust system. I was like, this shit is coming, is a hole in the exhaust. So, my God, while he was going, I looked down into the little antifreeze reservoir and fucker had some type of sand in it. Sand, what do you call that shit? Sawdust. Because, you know, country boy, that's a hillbilly way to keep your shit from leaking. But the only thing it does is suck up all your motherfucking antifreeze and shit. So, it's not like, what do you call that shit? And actually, them motherfuckers did that shit right there. Because where it was running out of the exhaust system, it was a little stain on the ground. I wasn't leaking no oil and none of that shit, and believe it or not, that motherfucker wasn't too bad. But if the motor, see, let me give y'all something. This is how you watch your life when you're buying a used vehicle. I don't give a fuck if it's $2 or $2,000. All right? Check the motherfucker. Listen to the motor. Fuck that salesman. Because once you could put that money down, whatever it is, it's on you. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, it's on you. You really don't want to buy nobody else's headache, but then you might be in a situation, man, where shit, it's getting ready to snow. But do you want to be stuck in the snow? Trying to get out of it? With a vehicle you just bought, you know how many motherfuckers are struck like that? It ain't cold yet. So you got to be careful, man. You got to watch your shit. You know what I mean? Don't go looking for no motherfucking car, no hookup. Go get you some motherfucking polo shirt and put it on and iron some creases in your jeans. You know what I mean? You do that shit and then you turn around and go look for a car. And you ain't going to lay on the ground and see how much rust up under that motherfucker. Because you got on your haircut. See, undercar rust make a big difference. Especially here in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Because our winters are like hell on the vehicle. So if your shit is a rust bucket from the ground up, man, you know you're going to have problems in the snow. Okay? You don't want to buy a car in the summertime that's rusty as fuck. Let's say you don't want to buy a car in the fall because the air is colder and the moisture is higher. So that humidity and shit all plays a part in how fast rust spreads. So if your shit is a rust bucket in October, imagine what it's going to be like in March. Or May. When all the motherfucking snow start melting and it's wet and cold still, but you got all that salt and rust and shit eating away at the rust that was already there. them, see? What we gonna do here is get into the song. So I want y'all to think about something for a minute. It only take a few minutes, okay? It only takes a few minutes to think about something, look something over before you make a mistake. We'll be right back.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image.
This time around.
I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it?
All right, all right, all right. Hood Talk Radio. Did you watch your life today? Fellas, I'm gonna ask y'all a question, man. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, you gotta have a little bit of balls to say it or even to think about asking a question like this. But how do you say to your, do you ever say to your girl, I mean, I don't know nobody who ever, because people don't talk about this shit. Now, you know, when you laying down, y'all just chilling and this and that and that, okay. But, like, say, your girl always want to do it, right? You should get on granny panties or some sexy shit. I mean, how do you say to your significant other? I mean, some of y'all niggas is doing it to other niggas, so I have to say significant other. And some of y'all women is sleeping with other women, so I'll say significant other. But how do you say to that person? You know, put it down now. I mean, okay, we know what a butt plug is, but that ain't sexy. I don't give a fuck what your gender is or your sexual preference, but me being male, yuck. I mean, damn, come on, y'all, for real. I was asked to tone down my opinions, which I don't understand, but I'm just not into that shit. I don't even understand it. So people always say people talk about shit they don't understand, but that one, I don't even want to understand it. Maybe they're aliens, okay? Maybe they are the real aliens because they couldn't procreate. Remember now, you know, the stories of the aliens, they genetically modified humans, us, because they couldn't procreate, but we could. They blended our DNA so that, you know, we would create more. And here we are. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how long we've been on this planet. They want to say we was around about 2,000 to 4,000. But I swear life began billions of years ago. There's no such thing as no thousands of years when it comes to humanity. Thousands, I don't know even where that came from when it comes to, number one, how old the earth is. Number two, how old humanity is. You know what I mean? We can't always be held to our belief system, man, because evidence and, you know, religion sometimes don't always mix. You got to do a little bit of archaeology and geography. You got to study a little bit more than just your religion, man, to really, really, really get into the history of a thing. Now, I like to listen to people's words and, you know, try to understand how they're using them in context. But here, we strictly about motivating you to think. You know what I'm saying? Some of the information that I have, you know what I'm saying, it was given to me. And I studied, and I learned the things that I learned. And here I am today just trying to motivate you to understand yourself, your brain. Just like I put in the description of the show, who going to pay your bills for you? Who? You created these bills. So you're going to have to do what? You're going to have to come up with some money. And I don't just mean go out and sell dope or wait for weed to get legal in Ohio and then try to open a store. I'm talking about get you a little job, Family Dollar hiring, if that's all you want. You know what I'm saying? You can get a job somewhere. You fuck around and be one of them lucky ones and land an RTA job. And you still want to stand on the corner once you get out the bus. What kind of mentality is that? So you got to think, people. We do have a brain, and even though it's connected to our cell phone most of the time, you know, you have to use your brain a little bit to use your cell phone. So how about when I'm always saying, you know, get off this line or get off that line, how about put the phone down for a minute and pick up a book? You know how hard that is to do? You know how scarce magazines are now because we have the internet? And yet you still got those diehard people out there printing them presses, spending that money to bring you the daily news or the weekly news with that damn paper. Still killing them trees. But Mother Nature has a way and taking her shit back. And my condolences to the people that lost their lives trying to run away from Mother Nature, but sometimes Mother Nature lets you know who's really in control of this shit. And for all y'all people out there that think you are in control of this shit, sooner or later you're going to meet your maker and you're going to know you ain't in control of nothing. Because humans die. We're going to die. We're going to all die. Hell, we might be dead right now and don't even know it because of the shit these motherfuckers do in secret. They know about it, but we don't. So watch your life today. Take care of your shit, okay? Make sure that you understand what it is that you have to accomplish today and accomplish that. Positive things. You ain't got to go out and kill nobody so you can have something to eat. You ain't got to go out and kill nobody so you can prove a point. Prove what point? That you had enough courage to pull the trigger, but you ran and you hid. So somebody pulled the trigger, saying it was a ghost. I mean, I know these motherfuckers opening new portals and shit and, you know, fucking around with the universe looking for the God particle, but what the hell, man? You colliding atoms at near light speed? Y'all got to look that shit up. Y'all got to look that shit up. And then you can form your own opinion on whether it's some bullshit or not. It's up to you. Okay? Check out some foreign news. Go and look up CERN in Switzerland. Switzerland. CERN, Switzerland. Look that shit up. Look up where they got the Statue of Liberty from. There's so many stories out there where she originated from. I've even heard that the shit was an ice cream cone. I watched a video on that. Where the original people who made the Statue of Liberty gave it to their president as an ice cream cone. So I'm not certain for sure how that's going to all work out. But I do know that the Statue of Liberty is situated on that six-point star. So you have to study that shit and look at that shit too. Because it tells you who's running America. All right? There's a difference, y'all, United States. And then there is America, and you get to find out the difference between the two. And you got to go to just Google it. What is America? Who owns America? What is United States? Two different entities, y'all. You got to figure that shit out. You know what I mean? This your boy, Max the Image Man. I swear all you got to do is read a little bit, think, and you just might find yourself in a better place. All of that shit work out if you do some studying on your own and stop letting people tell you everything you know. Try to figure some shit out on your own. It just might help you become a better person. All right? Now, your parents did what they were supposed to do by bringing you to this world, or after bringing you to this world, they did what they could. Some of them didn't, but most of them did. You turned out to be an asshole because you didn't want to listen. You thought it was fun to have mischief. You know what I'm saying? But according to the Bible, you got the kids of Satan, and then you got the children of God. So kids are baby goats. Isn't that what the Baphomet is supposed to represent? The head of a goat, the titties of a woman, dual personalities and sex and all of that shit. Well, that's a whole nother show and a topic, man. We can get into some other time. But I just want to thank all of y'all for tuning in with me tonight. We got about a minute to go, man. I just want to say that it was fun. I'm sitting here, I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying, halfway watching Empire, halfway talking to y'all. So if it seems like I'm rambling, I'm not really, because I know what I wanted to talk about, but for whatever reason, it became a little bit of information about what we all need to know sometimes, okay? So this your boy, Max the Image Man, to Friday Night Hood Tunes Radio. We're going to say peace, acts of grace and love and all of that shit, too. Now, like I said, I only programmed the show for an hour. But according to my clock, I'm supposed to have about 28 more minutes, though. But I don't think so, man. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You guys, I love y'all. And I will be back next week with Hood Talk. But Friday night, Hood Tunes Radio, and I might slide a, you know what I'm saying, a Hood Mix Talk Radio for tomorrow night just to recap on some shit, and it'll bring me up to date on some things, but that's just if I feel like it. I mean, unless y'all send me some emails, then, hey, you know what I'm saying, we'll holler back Friday night. This your boy, and I got to get over here. All right? Peace, y'all.